Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. Today we're going up to Gardner, New York, and one of my favorite farms is up there, and these people are wonderful. They've been doing this for many years, and I want to give you a nice overview of all the different things that are going on up at Tintillo's, and it's called, I think, Tintillo's Farm Market. We're going to be speaking to Rebecca Ronk, who's fourth generation. It must be a wonderful feeling for you to be working at such a terrific place and know that you have a family history there, and you just, you know, made a great impact on the area.
It is.
It is. Now, do you, it was Len, and Len was, he was the founder of the farm, or his dad, I think, was, which was the first of the four generations. And he was a farmer, and then he turned it over to Beverly and Len, and then their children, and now you. So first of all, I want to talk about, you've got some really nice U-pick. Can you go through the different seasons and the kinds of things that you have up there?
So throughout the year, we start in the spring with cherries, mm-hmm. in June, and then we'll have our next season will be more vegetables than it'll be anything else. We'll have peppers and tomatoes when those come in,
mm-hmm.
and then we go from there into apples usually.
And the apples will be in the fall?
Yes.
Yep. And then along with that, you've got a really, really nice farm market. So if somebody doesn't really want to go out there and pick, you know, They would basically they can come and shop for stuff, and you really cover a lot of things. Can you name some of the things that you're selling, you know, vegetable wise, and then we'll go into the fruits and give everybody a good idea of what they can find. They'll make a special trip up just to buy vegetables and fruits from you.
Okay, right now we have zucchini that is homegrown. We have our homegrown lettuce, kale. I don't even know everything that's out there right now.
Yeah, you probably. Well, this is July, so you've got to probably have peppers coming in soon.
We're having some trouble with our pepper plants right now. We don't know what's going to happen with those.
Oh boy! All right. Well, every week you got different things. It's quite a nice variety, and you've got different dimensions to what you're doing up there. Before we move on, I forgot to ask you for the U-pick. Should people be calling ahead of time and scheduling, or do they just show up? How do they actually come and, you know, interact with you?
So people can just show up if they would like, but we can't guarantee we'll have anything for you pick if they just show up.
Uh-huh.
So if they call ahead and say, do you have this available? Like, we still have people calling for cherries. Do you still have cherries available?
Uh-huh.
No, we don't. So they don't make the drive up here for something that we don't have.
That's right. So, and they should be calling you, what, early June for the cherries?
Yeah. We usually say start calling early June, and usually we'll tell you to call back around Father's Day, but sometimes they're earlier, so we kind of bounce between those two dates.
Yeah, and I would think this is a nice family activity, that the whole family comes and, you know, makes a day of it. Do you assign them trees, or they just kind of can go through the, you know, how do you organize the people at show?
We give them a bucket, and we put a bag inside that bucket, and we send them out into the orchard, and they can pick their cherries, and they come up whenever they're done.
Okay, and then you weigh it?
We weigh it.
Okay,
yep.
By the pound. That's a nice way to do it. Well, I tell you, you've been doing that for a long time, and I know people from the city that every year they want to come up and pick their cherries, and it doesn't get any fresher or nicer. I think you guys have about 100 acres over there, right? From what I remember, I don't know exactly. Beverly had told me a while back, but it's a big farm, and you know, the U-pick is close to the more towards Route 208. I should tell everybody, maybe tell everybody where you're located too. Maybe we should start with that, since they don't.
We are located in Gardner, right off of 208. Our address is 720 State Route 208. So if you're putting it in a GPS, you need to make sure you put the state in there, or it can't find us.
Oh, really? And that's Gardner, New York. What's the zip, in case somebody's writing it down?
12525.
12525. And anybody who's driving, listening to this show, you'll be able to go on to the website for the radio station, which is www.realhv.com, and you can listen to the show again and then write down the information so you can find Tintillo's really easily. You have different dimensions to this operation. So you've got, you know, your vegetables and fruits, your outdoor U-picks. You also have incredible cakes and things. What's the situation with the baking? That's Raffaella, right? Is the family member that deals with pies and cakes and all kinds of baked stuff?
Rafaela no longer does it, actually. She did it for 27 years.
Wow.
She retired it
okay.
and passed it on to me.
All right. So you are the bake woman. Okay. That's a really important part of the business. And she gave you all her secrets, so you make all those great pies?
I grew up with her secrets. I learned them growing up, so it was nice.
Oh, that's good. Is she your aunt or your mom, or who is she?
My mom.
She's your mom. Oh, fantastic. So the secrets stay in the family. So give us like a real good overview of all the different pies. During a whole year, you do all kinds of stuff. So tell us everything.
Okay. So we do year-round, we'll have our peach berry pie. We'll have peach berry, five-star apple, strawberry rhubarb, blackberry, blueberry. And then we'll have, cherry is the other one we carry year-round. And then during different seasons, we'll put different kinds on there. So, like, right now we have a straight peach pie that we're offering because it's in season.
I see, because you're using up the extra fruit with that. That berry, peach berry, what kind of berries are in that peach berry one?
It's peaches, cherries, and blueberries.
Oh, boy, that sounds good. And then you said there was one called five something. There was something with five?
Five star.
Okay, now what is in there?
Apple, strawberry, rhubarb, raspberries, and blackberries.
Let me write that down. Apples, strawberries, rhubarb. Oh, boy, I bet that's good. And what was it? Blackberries?
And red raspberries.
Oh, and raspberries. Wow. So you must, this has to be something where people call ahead and order them, or how do you do it?
We try to keep some pies in the case during the week. We don't have as many as we do on the weekends because we're not as busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, if you want to guarantee a pie, you can call ahead and order one.
Mm-hmm.
We say if you want to order, especially with the peach, now that the peaches are in season, give us at least 3 hours notice because we need to cut the peaches, roll out the crust and all of that because the peach pies aren't frozen at any point in their stages.
Wow, that's fresh, huh?
Yeah.
You're cutting the peaches and then they pick it right up. Well, we had a couple of your pies and, man, let me tell you, I've never tasted anything like anywhere in any bakery like these pies. It's worth the trip to go up and get some pies. Now, if somebody wanted to get a cup, say they're coming from the city, they don't get to come up that often, they can be frozen, and how long can they keep them, or what do you do to try to maximize what you can buy and use?
We freeze our flat pies. We don't freeze any of we don't freeze peach or apple, but our flat pies get frozen in the display case freezer, and you can buy them like that and then bake them at home.
Oh, okay. So that's what a flat pie is. That what that means? That it's not baked yet?
The flat pies are just not domed. They're easily stacked.
Oh, I see. Okay. So they would take that home and then put it in the oven and bake it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's nice. So then it's fresh because basically it had all the raw ingredients ready to go. That sounds really good. And you do this 12 months a year, or is this more seasonal stuff? Or
that's more seasonal. We start the bakery when we open the ice cream room with our donuts and stuff, but pies really don't start until probably the middle of June.
Okay, and then it goes through when?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, to Thanksgiving. Okay, so you do pumpkin then in the fall? And
yep, we'll have pumpkin in the fall. We do pecan.
Ooh.
Pecan is usually an order ahead. During different seasons, we'll have different fresh fruit pies.
Uh-huh.
So during strawberry season, we had a fresh strawberry pie, things like that.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. So you must be pretty busy. Do you have a lot of helpers? Are you doing it all, you know, yourself, or what do you do?
We actually just hired someone a couple weeks ago to help in the kitchen.
That's good, because you're getting into the real busy season now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you do apple pies. Do you do apple pies, I guess, in the fall. Do you do it earlier in the year, too?
We do apple pies year-round. Uh-huh. We try to use apples from last season.
Oh, I see.
In the beginning of our season. And then once we run out of those, we buy apples to get us through until the fall when we start having our own.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you've got some apple trees there, too. So what do you put them in, cold storage probably and carry them?
We keep them in our cooler. And then once those run out, we actually buy them from local farms until they run out. And then we move on.
Okay. I tell you guys make incredible donuts, too. Is that you that's making the donuts and things?
It is.
Wow. You've got these cider donuts that my husband is like, he's in love with them. He's like, let's go up and have a cider donut kind of thing. So he'll drive a half an hour to go get your donuts. Now, do you do those right there? And do you do other kinds of donuts too besides the cider?
Right now, we're just doing the apple cider donuts.
Uh-huh. They're delicious. I really recommend everybody. And, you know, right near Tantillo's, there's a place where they teach people how to do skydiving. What is that? What do you call it? Hang gliding? Or what's the name of the, when they jump out of the plane?
It's parachuting.
That
they can do. Yep.
Yeah. So we come up and there's you have these nice Adirondack chairs there, and you can buy a donut and ice cream or whatever and sit and watch them jumping out of the planes and do their parachuting. It's just a really nice, relaxing atmosphere. Everybody loves it. So you got your donuts, you got your pies and things. Tell me about your ice cream, because that's really good ice cream too up there. I'm not too familiar with whose ice cream you're using, but
We were using Ronnybrook. We switched from them to the Gillette Creamery all natural brand.
Uh-huh.
We try to keep it all natural for there, and then we use the Perry's hard ice cream flavors.
Okay, so Gillette all natural brand, so that's a cut above, and then you got the Perry's, which is another really good brand. So you can go up, you can have ice cream. We've had hot dogs. What kind of food are you have food up there, right? What kind of food are you selling?
During the week, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have different lunch specials every week. Uh-huh. If you go to our Facebook page, you can sign up for the email newsletter, and it'll tell you what the lunch specials are for that week.
All right. What's the website that they would go to if they want to sign up?
It's Tantillo's Farm Market right on Facebook.
So they can go up and, you know, you can eat, bring the kids. And you have nice little, describe the area, what you got there. You got little picnic tables.
Yeah, we have picnic tables and chairs and different places for people to sit and things like that.
And then there's this really neat, don't want to call it a gizmo, but kids can climb on it and go through tunnels, and there's ropes, rope bridges and stuff. What would you call that? It's like just a play area.
Just a little playground.
Yeah. So that's nice. You could bring young kids, and while mom and dad watch the parachuting, the kids are right nearby, and they could play in the stuff. They love climbing around on things. That's a really nice thing. You really tried to create an atmosphere that is very family friendly. Anybody could stop over and just, you know, you fit right in. And your whole family is just so, such wonderful people. I mean, it's a pleasure talking with them all. They're really, really wonderful people. You do quite a bit in the fall, too, don't you? You have like a lot of fall stuff going on. I mean, we could talk about that so people can plan ahead, maybe.
So coming out of July and into August, we start some of our local events. We have Rib Fest that we do. It's at the Ulster County Fairgrounds. We bring our donut machine down there. We make our donuts right down there. Sell that and pie by the slice.
Do you know the date of when that is? Donuts and pie by the slice. Oh, man, that's going to be a hit.
August 18, 19, and 20.
Okay.
So it's late afternoon on the 18th and then all day on the 19th and until 5 on the 20th.
And that's in the Ulster County Fairgrounds, you said?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what else we got going on?
Unless they plan something that I don't know about yet, that's it until we start pick your own apples.
Now, pick your own apples, probably you get swamped.
Yeah, we do. We usually say Columbus Day is our busiest weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually start between September 9th and 16th for pick your own apples.
Okay.
Just because that'll guarantee we have more than one or two varieties in.
Oh, yeah. What kind of varieties do you carry? That's a good thing to know.
That I can't answer off the top of my head.
Yeah, that might even change from year to year depending on the crops and things. So you got to figure October, go get your apples, right? That's the time.
I would say like middle to end of September to beginning of October, yes.
Okay. Do you call ahead? It's like the cherries and things where you want to call and ask?
If you're not picky about the kind of apple you would like, you could just show up. As long our website and our Facebook page will say whether or not we're picking as well.
Okay.
And you can just go right on there and check. You can call and ask us, or you can check on. A lot of local farms will have the same days that they're picking as we are. We pick 7 days a week.
Wow.
But we only run the tractors on the weekends. So we'll run a tractor that'll take you down into the field and bring you around and bring you back up when you're done picking.
Oh, okay. So you get to ride to the field, too, which is kind of fun with the kids, too. What do you put, like a wagon in the back? Or?
Yeah, we put a wagon on the back of the tractor it's got a bunch of benches and stuff in it.
Uh-huh. Very nice. Well, that makes it easier. And it also allows you to, you know, cluster people in different geographic areas of the farm, which is good. So so this thing is big, and that's the first thing you do in the fall is pretty much the apples?
Yeah, I want to say apples are really going to be the only that we have big picking. We'll have tomatoes at some point between now and then that you can pick your own tomatoes and you can go home and jar them with your family and do things like that.
Oh, nice. That's nice. And then do you get into the Halloween season? Do you do anything for end of October?
We're usually closing up our ice cream room.
Okay.
The fruit stand really doesn't do a whole lot for Thanksgiving because we're at the end of our season, so we don't have a lot of stuff left in the fields and things like that. Usually we'll have our Brussels sprouts, our kaleettes, things like that at that time.
Oh, Brussels sprouts, those are good. And then can people pick pumpkins there or buy pumpkins?
Yep, absolutely. We have pumpkin patches that we bring people to that they can pick from.
All right, and when does that usually run for pumpkins?
Pumpkins are usually right around the same time as apples.
Okay.
Sometimes they're a little bit later, just so they last through until the Halloween season.
All right, and you do the same thing where you bring people on a tractor ride and go out to the patch?
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice. And then do they pay by the pound with the apples and the pumpkins, just like you did with the cherries?
I don't know how the pricing is working this year, but for last year, we did it that you, if you bought a bag, you went out into the field with the bag and you can fill it with whatever was out there. So you could fill it with apples, you could put a pumpkin in it, things like that.
Oh, wow. That's nice. By the bag. You've really got a nice... nice situation right through. And then for Thanksgiving, you're going to have pumpkin pies using the pies that you had or the pumpkins. That you have to pre-order also?
Absolutely. Pre-order for Thanksgiving.
All right.
Because we make so many pies that we really don't have a lot of extra.
Uh-huh.
And we say to order probably by the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So not the...
It would be the week before, right? The week before?
Yeah. Not the 22nd, the 15th.
The 15th, okay. And then do you have a variety of things? If somebody didn't want pumpkin, do you have other things you're doing too there?
Yep, we offer all of our pies that aren't fresh in-season pies. So, like, we don't do the fresh blueberry pie, the peach pie, things like that. We'll do the peach berry, but not the peach.
Okay, so you got like the peach berry. You've got apple, right? And they can get pumpkin. Do you do anything like mince pies or any of those kind of things?
Yep, we do mince meat. We do pecan, mince meat, apple. We do all of our cream pies, the coconut cream, chocolate cream, banana cream.
Oh, I didn't know you did cream pies too. Wow. You're a busy woman. Holy smokes. That's a lot of work. So they can really have a nice, they can buy multiple pies. Probably most people do, I would think, huh?
Yeah, usually between 2 and 3 pies. Some people order a large amount and they take some frozen to get them through the winter.
Uh-huh.
Some people take them all baked and they have a huge get together and everyone eats them on Thanksgiving. So.
Oh, isn't that nice? Well, we're taking your talents and turning it into things that last the family through the winter, which is really good stuff. now I want to also talk. If you're doing your pies and cakes and things, I've heard that your ice cream cakes and your birthday cakes and stuff are really amazing. So you do ice cream cakes still? I know you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Now, how does that work?
You have to call ahead. We don't keep them in the freezer anymore. We really don't have the extra freezer space to store them like we used to.
Uh-huh.
So we have an 8-inch, a 10-inch, and a quarter sheet cake. The 8-inch and the 10-inch are round.
Okay.
And then the quarter sheet is a rectangle.
Okay. And how many people will a quarter sheet feed, do you know? Well, the 8 and 10, you can go, 8 people maybe for a 10-inch?
It depends on the size of slices. I mean... You could probably get 10, 15 people on a 10-inch if you're doing smaller pieces. It depends on what people want.
Yeah, so a quarter sheet, that's a pretty good size. And if they can get multiple cakes, if they, they think they need more than that. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
And how far in advance should they order? I mean, what's,
An ice cream cake needs at least 2 days because we need a day to make the layers and then a day to frost it and so it'll refreeze.
Oh, I see. So you do it with layers and freezing in between things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. The flavor, like a vanilla chocolate kind of thing is what you do or anything different than that?
We do vanilla chocolate. You can get whatever ice cream flavor we have as flavor of the week in the ice cream room as well.
And that's the Perry ice cream that you're talking about, or the other?
Nope, the soft serve. We flavor our vanilla ice cream for a different flavor of the week.
Oh, good. So if you know what the week is the next week, then you can order something that goes with the flavor of the week, too.
Yes.
It's very unique because ice cream cakes, you usually don't get that kind of selection, choice to do something else with it. Okay, this is great. Well, we got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything you can think of that maybe we forgot to talk about that? Oh, you know what? You sell jams and jellies, too, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Oh, boy.
My grandmother makes all of those.
Oh, that's Beverly?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She was something else. So that's like blueberry jam, that kind of stuff, right?
Yep. Right now we have we have strawberry habanero jam out there, peach habanero, which are a little bit on the spicier side. And then we also have our regulars, the strawberry rhubarb, peach, raspberry, black and red raspberry.
Wow. I gotta recommend that to everybody. We buy that, and I'll tell you. And I back in the 80s when I had the printed version of the magazine, of Weekend Magazine, what I used to do every Christmas would be I would go to all my different advertisers, and your grandmother used to always do articles on her and have her in the magazine, and I would buy maybe a bunch of jelly, and then I'd go to one of the other places and I'd get they had salad dressing, and then there was another place that had soup mixes, and I'd make this big gift basket, and I would give the gift basket to the different advertisers, and they'd have all the things from all the other places, because I used to have a lot of people who wanted to be in the magazine who had different products that they were very good stuff that they wanted people to know about. So your grandmother's jellies and jams, really everybody would always say how incredible they were. So we had many years of hearing how great it was, and we started buying it ourselves, and it's wonderful. So it's worth the trip to buy some of those and put them on a shelf for the winter also. So I'm really glad she's still doing all this extra stuff. I mean, she was an amazing woman. She has a lot of energy, huh?
She's got a lot of energy.
She does.
She always is going.
That's it. Well, you guys keeping up all the good work, and we're out of time. Maybe give the website again and give a phone number if somebody needs to call.
Okay. Our phone number is 255-6196, and then our website is just TantelloSFarmMarket.com, and then you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Fantastic. That is fantastic. And Rebecca, we really appreciate it. And what I'll do is when I get a copy of the show, I'll send a copy out to you guys. So anybody that, if your grandmother can hear it, and you guys, they can hear what a nice job you did today.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Well, that's a wrap for this week, folks. I hope you take a shot and take a trip up and take a look at Tantello's Farm Market. It's a wonderful little place. Have a nice week. Bye-bye.